from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. While calling Ethiopia a partner on many issues and hailing the country's fight against terrorism in East Africa, U.S. President Barack Obama is in that country urging the country's leaders to protect human rights and ensure good governance. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pande has more on the president's talk with the Ethiopian Prime Minister in Addis Ababa.
The deadly blast that struck a hotel in Somalia's capital just as Mr. Obama landed in Ethiopia Sunday was a reminder, the U.S. president said, of the very real threat facing the region.
Yesterday's bombing in Mogadishu reminds us that terrorist groups like al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and have to be stopped. We've got more work to do.
It was against this security backdrop that talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn took place Monday in Ethiopia's ornate National Palace. Following Monday's bilateral talks in the palace, President Obama convened a meeting with the leaders of Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and the African Union in hopes of finding a path to peace. Aru Pande, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The U.S. is working with Turkey on a plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign which will possibly escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies the goal is to create an Islamic State free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official says the operation does not include a no-fly zone in the region, which had been a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. fears that the creation of a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government raids in the region could draw American forces further into the four-year fight of several groups waging to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.